Chapter 3 Proof of Life. Before the war, Abu Nabil worked in construction. He built villas in his native Aleppo, buying and selling them, and he made sure to emphasize to me, as we began talking, that he was a legitimate businessman. Since no one did business without friends in Syria's cliquey, nepotistic society, it was his good fortune to have made valuable connections in the country's labyrinthine security state. They'd come in very handy in his new venture, which was quietly procuring the release of detainees from regime prisons, and the reason he'd come to see me. A kidnapped Western journalist called Jim Foley, he happened to know, was being held incognito by the Syrian regime, and he was ready to help.
You guys want to get him out? I can get him out.
How much?
$1 million.
In the following weeks, Abu Nabil, burly and imbalanced, heaved his way into my local coffee bar in Antakya, accompanied by several flunkies, and expanded on his proposition in the hope that I, as another foreign journalist, might somehow be able to help. The money wasn't for him, but to grease the palms of corrupt prison officials who wanted a route out of the country. He huffed, frustrated at how long it was taking to make the deal. The plan was already in place. The only thing missing was the cash. Someone was required to stand with the money at the Jordanian border.
Lebanon is too tricky, with Hezbollah.
And hand over the million only when the journalists were seen to have shown up.
What is there to lose?
Ferrying high-profile prisoners past dozens of regime checkpoints sounded risky, but there was no need to worry. Abu Nabil could procure a letter that would smooth their path all the way to the border. He had already met private investigators and officials from the American Embassy in Istanbul, but they'd taken his information without compensating him, and his patience was wearing thin.
We have a saying, I don't want to get bitten by the same snake twice.
This was September 2013. Syria's uprising had been derailed into an ugly civil war, and only snakes like Abu Nabil and Amr Bokai were making any progress. Nearly a year had elapsed since Jim Foley and John Cantley had been kidnapped, and many thousands of Syrians had gone missing too, either detained by the Syrian regime or its enemies. Taking hostages had become a weapon of war.